The World Health Organization has warned that a strain of the COVID-19 Omicron variant could drive a new wave of cases due to very high transmissibility. And this comes as the European Union has strongly recommended COVID testing for people arriving from China. There are concerns that the true scale of a current wave of cases in that country has not been revealed. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. David Nabarro, COVID-19 Special Envoy with the World Health Organization. David, thank you for speaking to us again.
Thank you. And hello to you, Claire. Happy New Year to all listeners. This is the first time I've joined you in 2023.
And the same to you. And we're talking year. We're talking about COVID again. And we're
Isn't that something?
We're talking about this new variant, which I know you're concerned about. What do you know about this at this stage?
Well, everybody, the thing we always need to remember is that this virus, the virus causing COVID-19, has the capacity to mutate, and through mutation, new variants of the virus can emerge that are to a degree distinct from the original virus. Mostly the new variants that are emerging cause a less severe illness than the original virus, but they are more transmissible. And indeed, that's how they become dominant, is through their greater transmissibility. The COVID-19 virus has evolved into what's called the Omicron strain, and there are some sub variants, as they're called, of Omicron, particularly around something called BA5.2, that has led to the emergence of what's called a recombinant strain, XBB1.5. And that's the one that's got the virologists wondering what is going on. Is this new variant that's emerged, that's caused by two different variants combining, actually going to be more dangerous for humanity than what we've seen before? Right now, I'd like to say to Claire, I don't think it is going to turn out to be a lot more dangerous. It seems to be more transmissible, but we're not sure it causes more severe disease. And it's the one that's leading to an upsurge in cases, particularly in the US and parts of Europe at this time.
Yeah, because you talk about less severe illness occurring, but yet the World Health Organization warned last night about the number of deaths rising by 15% in a month.
Well, as you get these surges of disease building up in different places, and it's jolly hard to know how big the surges are because the regular testing that was done a couple of years ago has been pulled back in so many places. But as you do it, you see the numbers of cases rising, often super fast, and that then can lead to an increase in deaths, perhaps at 5, 10, 15% or more. So yes, this is to be expected. And I've always said to people, there will be more surges of COVID. They will be to do with new variants coming along. This is really what I anticipated coming to pass. And it's coinciding with the northern winter, which is also pretty bad news because that leads to hospitals being overloaded and so on. I just want to say to everybody, I'm not super worried about this. This is what we were expecting. But yes, it can create a new situation that we have to deal with just, in a very concerted way.
And just, David, on these variants and mutations, are we right to assume that even if the vaccines and boosters don't stop you getting a new COVID variant, you won't be very sick with it? Is that right?
That is right. I mean, I want to say to everybody that the vaccines do seem to stop severe illness and death. They may not be stopping you from getting the COVID and making you sick. And it's not a very nice illness. My own experience last year with COVID was pretty horrible. And so, yes, we're going to still get sick, but we're much less likely to die if we're vaccinated. We're much less likely to get nasty long COVID if we're vaccinated. And so the real recommendation to everyone is please make sure you've had your boosters as recommended by the health authority, especially if you're older, you've got diabetes or other illnesses that seem to be associated with nasty COVID disease.
And if you're getting this variant, you might not even know you have it. You mightn't be sick at all, or you might have a mild illness. But can that variant still mutate when it is present in a vaccinated population?
Yes, it can mutate anywhere. Just the one advantage of being vaccinated, as well as your own life perhaps being saved, is that it does seem as though you don't get quite such a serious illness. There's not so much virus in your body. So the likelihood of further mutation is much lower in vaccinated people than in people who have not been vaccinated. And so that's why we're constantly saying to everybody, if you can get vaccinated, and also if you trust the vaccine and you're not anti-vaccination, please do get yourself vaccinated, because it really makes a difference. And make sure you've had all your boosters if you're eligible for them.
Now, what about this decision that the EU is going to strongly recommend negative tests for people arriving from China? Would you have gone further with that, or is that sensible?
Well, it makes sense for national governments to want to know what is the virus status of people coming from a country where we know the disease is spreading quite rapidly. It makes sense, because right now the actual availability of data from individual countries is less than is desirable. And so we're not saying this is a wrong decision. And I want everybody to be clear, we're not asking folk to avoid travel from China. We're just saying get yourself tested, or the Chinese the governments are saying get yourself tested before you travel from China, because that helps national governments to know what particular strains of the virus are coming in people who are leaving China. And that's an understandable decision. So I'm saying it makes sense. I'm not fighting against it, but I am saying to everybody, a much better way to deal with this challenge of travel advice is to make sure that every country tests for variants and reports on the results of their tests to the World Health Organization. Then everybody's got the information in it so much better.
Yeah, I mean, that would seem to make sense. I mean, we were talking about this on the program yesterday. Why would you ask Chinese people leaving their country to provide a negative test when you're not doing it for everybody else, because COVID is everywhere?
Yes. And so that's really what's happening, is that governments are doing this because they're a bit nervous that there may be new variants emerging in China. But I just want to say, to reassure, that the World Health Organization on the 3rd of January had a detailed interaction with the Centers for Disease Control in China, with the Chinese experts, and they were very clear. They've tested lots of samples, and they've said the variants that are circulating in China are the variants that are circulating everywhere else. There are not new variants as of now being discovered in China. And so what we really need to do is to be keeping an eye everywhere for new variants emerging and not apparently biasing our judgment because of any political perspectives on individual countries.
You say that they've told you that, but the World Health Organization also says that the data that you've seen underrepresents the situation in China as it stands.
Well, there are aspects of the reporting from China and indeed from other countries that are causing the WHO experts to scratch their heads. One of them is this, that the Chinese are saying that their definition of a COVID death is a very tight one. They're saying you've got to have got pneumonia and respiratory failure for a death to be diagnosed as COVID death. Whereas in other countries, they're saying it's death from what's called a clinically compatible illness, which is a pattern of illness that's compatible with COVID, but not specifically pneumonia or respiratory failure. That's the sort of thing that leads to head scratching and wonderment. But the discourse that's going on between WHO experts and the Chinese experts should help to resolve this. And China's not the only country that is developing its own variant of the data, if you see what I mean.
And you said earlier that this is what you would have expected, this surge
Absolutely.
That we're seeing at this point of the year.
Yeah.
So does that mean that you're more concerned about flu and respiratory illnesses at the World Health Organization than COVID?
I'm concerned about two things in the Northern Hemisphere right now. Number one is there's an awful lot of illness around, what we call viral illness, due to flu, due to respiratory syncytial virus, as well as due to COVID-19. And it seems to be affecting households in which there are a lot of children because it's being spread through mingling between kids. And it's not very nice. But then there's the second factor, which is health services are just overloaded. And we must remember that the people running hospitals and health centres are the people that we've depended on so much for responding to COVID over 3 years. And we must not assume that they can go on giving in a kind of non-stop way. And so we have to be really thoughtful about the pressure that's being put on hospitals and health centres and do all we can to look after ourselves and to make sure that the health services are reserved for people in real need. I know this is jolly challenging and it's difficult in all European and North American countries right now.
David, thank you again for joining us on the programme. Dr. David Nabarro there from the World Health Organization. Professor Diarmaid Farriter will be here next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.